Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV.
I am your host, Crispy.
Welcome to the Survivor
Extinction Recap right here on Everything About TV.
So, obviously, I was away yesterday. I was up north for the day. I had a good time. I will be doing a blog tonight, hopefully, and on crispyontheweb.com. You can check it out. Let's get right into it, the Survivor Recap. I did get to watch Survivor. I actually got the privilege to watch Survivor because I was actually up pretty late that night, so I get to watch it. So, let's get right into it. I didn't write down what episode we're actually at. I think it's 12, I think. I think we are at episode number 12 at this point. I'm just grabbing a pen. Okay. I think it was episode number 12 of Survivor already. Because I think usually when I think of it, it is usually, what, 13, 14 episodes a season, technically. Normally, I would think it would be, you know, it would actually be like that many episodes, obviously. Let me look. It is actually at 11 episodes right now. So we are actually at 11 episodes, I'm guessing. So I guess it is 11 episodes. Sorry, 11, not 12. Oh, yeah. Because that's right. Survivor Finale is not next week. It's the week after. We are at 11 episodes. My apologies. We are at episode number 11 right now of it. I don't know. We have how many? We have 6 left. By the time we have 4, and then it could be. And then next week we'll be down to 5 next week, and then it'll be 2, and then 2 will be eliminated at finale week. Then yeah, it'll be a final 3. I see how it's working. But is anybody coming back? That is the only question. Is anybody actually coming back into the game? You know, I just don't know, because right now it's a crazy amount of jury members right now, and I see the finale date already peeked into the Wikipedia fandom thing here. It is actually there we go. Then it goes to jury votes and that. Okay, so their Edge Extinction is going right by the looks of what it says on the wiki for this, and I know I'm going on another Survivor rant, or not rant, but I think that it is going to go all the way to the end. So maybe someone's going back next. I don't know. Like, someone is going back, or maybe somebody isn't going back, or they're just going to be stuck on Edge Extinction for the rest of the season. Maybe that could be the possibility, but you never know. You just don't know what's gonna happen technically. So let's talk about the episode. Julie said there's lots of lies with War Dog. So War Dog probably was the best move to get out. Was War Dog. War Dog is probably the best thing. Best move to actually make to get out of this game was War Dog. Indefinitely, it will be. And if there is no, you know, returning, someone does not return, I'm pretty sure they will be someone returning, but when is the question? Like, when is it going to happen? Because obviously they're going to have at least a whole pile of eliminations, or maybe, like, I don't know how it's going to work. That is just the only concern. Like, when is the Edge Extinction twist going to be over? You know, like, we have, let's see, we right now on Extinction Island, we have Reem, we have Chris, we have not Keith, Rick is, no sorry not Rick, Aubrey's on there, Joe's on there, Eric's in Edge Extinction, wait, hang on a second, I'm confused here, yeah, there was Reem, and then it was, then it was Chris, and then it was Aubrey, and then it was Joe, and then Eric, and then it was Julia, then David, Kelly, War Dog, Ron are all in there. But, that's who is on the Edge Extinction. I did not involve Wendy or Keith because they obviously went home. So, Rick said, you know, Tribal did not go as planned. And then Ron, obviously, talking about his secret advantage that he had from day one, which is no longer in use anymore because it's not in use anymore. Like, they don't use it. It's not in use, but it's expired now. So, Rick, obviously, he said he was going to give it to Devins, you know, so Devins thinks it would be useful. Now, we've seen this kind of thing happen before, you know, where someone gives, like, a immunity idol that it's not an immunity idol on an episode, which is hilarious at times, just to think. Example, let's see if I remember any. Eliza, the effing stick Eliza said, which right now Eliza's actually competing on Amazing Race 31 right now, which actually I will talk about her a bit on the next recap, because two people from Amazing Race and Survivor actually like my tweet about them. I will talk about that after in the other recap. But yeah, Eliza and that stick, as I said, the stick, it's an effing stick. So obviously she is smart enough to know that is not an actual idol. That is not an idol actually. So, and then what other example? Oh yeah, Survivor Cabone was another good example. Randy getting the fake idol from Bob. And that was kind of, and everybody was laughing at it too. But yeah, that was another good prime example right there is when he got the idol, the fake idol, and then he plays it, and then it's like, and that look on his face after, like, you actually fell for it and played that damn idol. But you know, that is the game for you. You know, people can be sneaky, so you know, sometimes you gotta be sneaky on Survivor as well. So what else did I say? Oh yeah, so obviously, yeah, Ron's gonna give him this fake, or not fake advantage, but the real advantage that's expired, but he is going to actually give it to Devins, and then Devins is going to pretty much play it, hoping that Devins plays the idol, and is like, you know, see what happens. But you know, so yeah, like, it is possible, like, that it could play, and 9 times out of 10 they do fall for it, you know. But 9 times out of 10 they do fall for it, and they play the idol actually. So they actually do play the idol or advantage or whatever. They will play it. They will eventually play it once in a while. Once in a blue moon it happens where they will actually play the idol, I mean. So, and then Rick hoped to not, you know, rely on this advantage once he got it. And then it was a reward challenge. It was this challenge was done nearly a decade ago. It was Survivor Heroes versus Villains, which is their 20th season. Think about it. We're in season 38. That's like how many seasons ago? 18 seasons ago. And then of course you do like 2 in a year. So that is like 9 years ago. That's almost near 10 years. I think actually Survivor Heroes versus Villains would have been September of this year. Would have been 10 years technically. I think it would be. I think it would have been this fall, if I was correct. If I remember that correctly, let me know on social media if I'm right on that. I think it would have been, because this would have been the 19th season, Samoa, right now. This time ago, when was it? It was 9 years. Yeah, I think it was Samoa. I think it was definitely Samoa at this point. I think I'm right. It was Samoa. So obviously they're gonna do, and they did this with their loved ones, and that's what we're doing. That's what they did this week, was Love from Home, obviously. So Devin's wife, Becca, Julie's husband Mark, Lauren's dad Joey, Ron's husband Lloyd, and Victoria's dad Rock, and then Aurora's brother Shane. And then Gavin said he was supposed to get married 2 days before, 2 days after when Survivor was just about to start, but he actually got married 2 days before. I guess they probably got married at courthouse, probably, I'm guessing, but that's awesome. I never knew that about Gavin. I never knew Gavin was getting married. That's the one thing I did not know about Gavin, was that he was actually supposed to get married. I just did not know that. Gavin really never mentioned anything, really, like, during the whole season, but, Gavin's wife, Carly, came out, and then, of course, everybody was really happy for him that he actually got married. And something that everyone else did not know was, he got married. They never knew he got married, before he came out. So, and then, of course, it was, so the, had to fill a bucket from the water, and then they had to toss the bucket to their partner or loved one, and then they would fill the bucket up, and then it would be and then they would obviously fill it up, and then as you go on, the bucket gets lower, and then once you get it low enough, the flag will raise. The first loved one to do that wins reward in the form of love. They will also get a survivor picnic, fried chicken, apple pie back at camp. So Aurora and then I guess her dad were doing good, and then of course Ron with a nice toss. Victoria could not breathe, obviously, as she was kind of, you know, struggling a bit. And then of course it was a nice toss by Ron again. Lauren had a nice toss. Ron and Lloyd win reward. So it went, I think it went, well, obviously they do not show everything, like they it's all edited, obviously, right? So it is edited. So obviously they are kind of, it's kind of, it seems it goes fast, but I'm sure it went a little bit. But it is a pretty simple it's a pretty simple challenge, actually. It was not that hard, really, but I know there's a lot of physical comp pretty much as well. So, and then, of course, Ron got to pick one pair. He picked, Julie and her, and then obviously one more pair, Gavin and Carly. Victoria obviously saying that, you know, like she's, like, taking a loved one away from them, you know, shows how Ron is playing this game. So Victoria clearly, you know, not up, I guess, I don't know if you say upset, but, you know, she wasn't happy. She wasn't happy that she didn't get picked to go to the loved one or to win the reward, obviously. And then, of course, Gavin wanted to get back home and kind of experience married life as well. And then, of course, Ron told his partner that he's a double agent. And then Julie said, you know, if Devin's did not win immunity, you know, Devin's is going. So obviously the plan is to get Devin's out of the game. And then Aura said Devin's is looking for an idol. So Devin's is looking for another idol. And then of course they went through his stuff, his bag. And then of course they asked why were you going through my stuff or my bag, obviously. And then because you're looking for an idol. And then Rick said, thank goodness that Aura did not find his, you know, secret advantage. Probably Devin's has it on him. Probably that was probably what happened. Or it was really well hidden, maybe. Maybe it was very well hidden that he could not know, that they could not find the secret advantage whatsoever. So obviously it was very, very, very well, you know, hidden from the rest of them, obviously. So Rick, and then of course Rick found it. And obviously it was above, the clue said it was above the shelter. So, and then of course he had to, Rick said he will have to be patient. And then of course he decided he was going for it in the middle of the night when everyone else is sleeping, above where Rick is going to be climbing the tree. When he was climbing, his belt got stuck, and then there was a bit of noise, but he actually got the idol, so he was able to retrieve the idol. And he has the hidden immunity idol to help keep him safe. And then of course immunity will be between, immunity will, you know, be between two or, oh sorry, immunity will be where they're gonna be perched between two walls. I misread myself there. Between two walls, they're gonna be perched between two walls on a very, very narrow ledge. Yes, you heard me. Very, very narrow ledge. And then from there, they will, I guess, and the little thing they are holding on, like their feet are on, is very, very narrow. Not very wide, very narrow. And very painful, I'm sure. So fall down, you're out of the challenge. Last person standing wins immunity, safe from tribal council. And then, of course, losers are going to tribal council. Someone will be voted out of this game. And so Devin trying to make a final three. And then, of course, people are like, no, no way. Well, that's what I think it was. They were trying to make a final three, but I guess nobody was really going for it. And then, of course, Devin's out. Rora said she is flat out lying. He is flat out lying. And then he has to go. So obviously making it known that, you know, Devin does have to go. Ron was out. Devin said Rora will be target number, target next. Then Ron was out. Devin told Ron he had a lot of time walking. And then Ron said, did you find anything? He's like, no. So obviously he did not tell Ron that he has an idol. So obviously he told Ron that he doesn't have an idol. He didn't say anything about an idol. So Devin's keeping that very, 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 very quiet, obviously. And then Devin told Ron, Victoria out, Julie done, and then, Rora was out, and then Gavin wins immunity, second immunity, I think in a row, if I'm correct. I don't remember who won last week. Immunity was won by, I remember who won. Someone won. And then, of course, I think it was Gavin that won the immunity challenge last week, if I'm correct. I think it was him that won the immunity challenge last week. And then, so Ron said immunity did not go to plan. So obviously now they have to come up with a new plan on who to get out. And then, of course, Devin, you know, fell down first, and he is going to go. Obviously, he was, Ron said he has his advantage, which probably now will not have any use to him, really, because it is not very powerful. It has no power right now. So, and then, of course, obviously he says it's not going to work, and then he will be going to the edge of extinction. Devin said that, nobody's talking to him. Ron will work with him. Julie said Aurora, obviously talking about, getting out Aurora. And then Devin said yes, talking about, Aurora is a backup plan if Rick does have the actual idol. He does have an idol, so Aurora is the backup plan. Now, that didn't go to plan. Don't worry. That did not go to plan whatsoever, because, and we'll talk about that as we are heading into the Tribal Council part of this podcast. And then, of course, talking about Victoria needs to work. Obviously, I guess Victoria talking about if Devin's has an idol, we could put votes on Ron. Rara said to Lauren and Victoria that she has an extra vote, and this is the last time she said this is the last time she actually can use the vote. Obviously, she is unable to use it after this week. I think it's after this tribal she cannot use it anymore. Don't quote me. She said it was last time she can use it. And then, of course, Lauren told Gavin. Gavin said, Ron gave the loved one. And, of course, Lauren gave him the extra vote. This could burn bridges, he said. He said this could actually burn some bridges there. So the tribal council, they're talking about Devin's first out. And Gavin, talking about they're going through Devin's stuff caught red-handed by Aurora. So obviously Aurora was the one that was going through all of Devin's stuff. And then, of course, And then the loved ones visit. Julie and Gavin got to go with their loved ones with Ron. You know, and then of course, obviously felt heartbroken. And then also talking to Jeff said, you know, and then of course, pointing things out like a pinball machine. And then the relationship are all scattered at the point. And then Devin's can't figure out the relationships. And then Ron was open to talk to him. Victoria don't want to sit next to Devin's in the final three situation. And then obviously Gavin, Gavin said who is trusting their gut. And then of course the vote, Ron voted for Devin's. And then of course Lauren voted for Ron. And then Gavin and his extra vote was out. I don't know if he used it. I should have really paid attention to how many votes there were, because there was only seven people left, so there would be seven votes obviously. And if there was an eighth vote, then you would know how many people were actually voting, so you would know if the actual vote actually, oh sorry, Wikipedia said yeah, he did vote for him. Gavin voted twice, and it was for Ron too. It was for Ron. Ron was the second vote, so there's two votes on Ron right from one person. So I'm surprised they never noticed it. That's the one thing I noticed. They never noticed that Ron, there was an extra vote that was casted for him. So yeah, that's I'm surprised they did not notice that part of it. So, and then of course Devin's played the dead advantage. I'm calling it the dead advantage. I don't know why I'm calling it that. And then Jeff said it is advantage, but it is expired. And then of course you know, like Devin said, you want me to look like an idiot, and then like you want me to look like an idiot in front of my kids. And then of course he played his idol, and then obviously no, any votes cast against him will not count. So say you guys are, and then of course, you know, obviously Devin said something to the rest of them. So first vote was Devin's did not count. Second vote was Devin's does not count. Devin's does not count. Devin's not does not count. And then it was Aurora, one vote Aurora, one vote Ron, two votes Ron. 13th person voted out, and the 10th member of the jury was Ron, so he is voted out of the game. And then Ron said that is messed up, man. Ron obviously was off to the edge of extinction next week when your cards are to be dealt. And of course Devin is target number one, so they're gonna go after Devin's. And then of course Devin's going crazy and then all over the camp. And there was a special delivery, and I don't know what that's gonna be about. I don't know what that's gonna be about exactly. I'm curious to find out what that is gonna be actually come this actual week. Next week will be very, very interesting indeed. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. That is the recap for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed the recap. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media for behind the scenes and updates and any even behind the scenes stuff. I do a lot of behind the scenes stuff with the podcast, and on especially on Instagram and Twitter, I'll post up pictures of me working my tail off and whatnot. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. I'll see you guys back here tonight for another recap. Until then, we'll see you then. Bye for now.